Catherine of Siena, Christian mystic, activist, and author. Catherine of Siena was born on March 25th in the year 1347 in Siena, Italy, and from an early age devoted herself to the divine against the will of her parents. Catherine's father was a local poet and had a cloth dyer business. Catherine reported that she started having visions when she was 6 years old, and the visions continued. At age 7, she vowed to give her life in the service of the infinite divine presence. At age 16, Catherine was asked to marry, and she quickly cut her hair short and started a fast. She refused to marry, and after some time, her father gave up and allowed Catherine to live her life as she chose. Catherine became seriously ill, and eventually her mother agreed to Catherine's request to join the Mantellate, which is a local association of devout women. The Mantellate community taught Catherine how to read and write. She continued to live in the devout community and lived in almost total silence and solitude. At the age of 21, in 1368, Catherine experienced what she described as a mystical marriage with the divine. During this inner mystical experience, she was told to leave her life of seclusion and enter into public life in the world. Catherine moved back to her parents' home and began visiting hospitals and homes to help the ill and poor. This social service attracted a group of followers of men and women who gathered around her. In 1374, social and political tension started in Siena, and she found herself drawn to intervene in a larger amount of politics. She traveled to Florence to talk with the Dominican clergy. Catherine then traveled with her followers throughout northern and central Italy, advocating reform of the clergy, and this renewal could take place through the total love for God. In 1375, Catherine was in Pisa, Italy, and she received the stigmata on her hands and feet. She began writing letters and sending them to her followers and included people in authority asking for reform of the clergy, and even wrote a letter to Pope Gregory the 11th, asking him to reform the clergy and the administration of the Papal States. In the beginning of 1377, Catherine returned to Siena and founded a women's monastery. In the autumn of 1377, Catherine had a mystical experience, which led her to write her dialogue. In 1378, Catherine traveled to Florence at the request of Pope Gregory the 11th to help with her influence to seek peace between Florence and Rome. Upon Pope Gregory's death, the riots and a revolt broke out in Florence. Eventually, in July 1378, peace was agreed between Florence and Rome. In November of 1378, Catherine was summoned to Rome by the new pope, who was Urban VI. She stayed in Rome and tried to convince nobles and cardinals of the new pope's legitimacy. Catherine spent many years eating very little, and her extreme fasting had made her very frail and unhealthy. Her sisterhood and clergy asked her to eat properly. On April 29th in 1380, Catherine was unable to eat or drink water and died in Rome at the age of 33. Her written works titled Dialogue and her 26 written prayers, also 382 letters, survived. Several books have been written about her life, and the first one was from Raymond of Capua, who was her spiritual advisor and close friend. His book was titled Legenda Major, Life of Catherine, which was completed in 1395, 15 years after Catherine's death. Catherine's theology is described as mystical and helped her in practical ways in her own spiritual life and those around her. Catherine wrote of her mysticism, and her main goal was complete union with God. Her mystical experiences combined with her inner visions set the tone and provided the inspiration to her. Catherine's book titled Dialogue documented her inner mystical experiences and mystical ideas. Her ideas were not based on reason or logic from the mind. They were based on her own mystical experiences. Catherine describes in her works the dialogues of God as a sea in which we are the fish. She also shared that there is no division between humanity and God. Source is the endless being that supports all things and is all things. Catherine of Siena was recognized as a saint by Pope Pius II on June 29th in 1461. On October 4th in 1970, Pope Paul VI named Catherine of Siena as a Doctor of the Church, which is the highest designation. She is also a joint patron saint of Italy, along with Saint Francis of Assisi. Catherine ranks high among mystics and spiritual writers of the Christian Church. She is a greatly respected figure for her spiritual writings and political boldness to speak truth to power, which was exceptional for a woman in her time period. She had much influence in politics and on world history. I hope you have enjoyed hearing about the life of Catherine of Siena, who was a Christian mystic, activist, author, and saint.